Hello, and I welcome you to the podcast. The following information is self-gathered. I am not an expert, and I encourage you to do your own research if you're interested in the subject. This subject being about the anti-vaccination movement. Try my best to stay completely neutral on the subject. There may be unseen biases inflicted due to past information given. Once again, I would like to stress that you do your own research or talk to a professional if possible if you'd like to know more about the subject. There are many people, along with many reasons for people to be anti-vax. Some because of religion, some because of misinformation, some because of the unverified reports of vaccine-related injuries that have less than 1% of happening. There is a record block of all reports of vaccine-related injuries, which is referred to many times in arguments regarding vaccine safety. The majority of these reports have not been verified. That's the lightness of this is not a soundproof evidence that vaccines are dangerous. When there is a vaccine-related injury, it is almost always put in the news because of how rare they are. We are all aware of what's possible of happening if something goes wrong with the vaccination, mostly itching or swelling around the injection area, possibly even fever in some accounts. The majority of stories of children dying from now almost abolished diseases includes the parents learning that there was a finished vaccine, but it was not yet cleared. These people are for the vaccination of all children, human or animal alike. Well, you said an oldest daughter vaccinated.
No, she was not. She did not have the chance to.
Are all your children vaccinated?
Yes.
Do you in any way blame vaccines for what happened to her?
It's a tricky question. When she was still in her mom's womb, her mom stepped on a toothpick and went and got a tetanus shot. There is no way they gave her a live virus. But if you Google babies with tetanus, it looks like Chloe. The same symptoms, the same posture, the same deformities.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to the record?
I don't blame the doctors or anyone else for that.
What is your opinion on vaccines?
They're needed. There'll always be a small adverse reaction to a small percentage of people, but it keeps the majority safe.
Now, onto the history of vaccines. The earliest recording of the use of this kind of treatment would be in China in the year 1000. The inoculation of smallpox had been in their culture since that year, and so far it has not changes from that. While in Europe, they handled the plague by quarantining people inside their homes and burning the bodies once they were dead. Since then, the use of such has evolved, and no one who dies is burned unless they wish to. Thank you for your time. I hope this was educational for you. If you'd like to check in for any information, feel free. Good day. Now, to close the point of vaccination, I feel as though it would be the smart thing to do to talk to a parent about this. This is someone who has had 3 children, 2 of which are alive today. His second oldest daughter died 2 months after birth because of a sickness, so this would be the best source to find the side of the story.